Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect with you once again. So welcome to 2012, the year which many of you have been looking towards, and many of you are still looking towards a date, December 21st, 2012. And what we would say about that is that the change you're looking for is not going to occur on a date, but rather it is a window of opportunity, one in which you are already well immersed, or you've already undergone great change. You just haven't recognized the fact that you have undergone this change. And the change will continue as you go. So one of the things we wanted to discuss with you very briefly is the notion of absolute truth. Many of you are going to find this year very, very challenging because you're going to be looking for absolute truth in your history, in answers that you get from other people. You want things to be pinned down and put into a tidy little box, and we're here to tell you that that is not going to happen, most likely in the way that you are wanting it to happen. Truth is always colored by perspective. So if you've got five people watching an event, you're going to have five different perspectives of what has transpired. So it's not only the filters of the individual, but also the filters of the dimension. So where we're standing in the ninth dimension, we have a different perspective of what has transpired or what you are going through because of where our consciousness is residing. There is no place in your universe where you experience absolute truth, because as soon as you fracture from source, you enter into some sort of filter or construct for each dimension and for each story or game that you set up for yourself. The only place where you experience what you would consider to be absolute truth would be at source level, and at that level you experience all the raw data from every experience that has ever been all at once. So it's impossible, once you are participating in the universal game, to have what you would consider to be an absolute truth. Now, there are certain constructs of dimensions, such as the law of attraction or the law of reflection, which are constants for the dimensional game, but we wouldn't necessarily frame them as truths, at least not in the way that you're looking for truth. The other piece that you have to understand here is about the mind. The mind wants things tidy. The operating system of the mind was set up to limit perception so that you only see one version of reality. But there are infinite versions that are going on concurrently. And this was part of the setup so that you could really immerse yourselves in a now moment to really have a deep experience without being distracted by other probable realities. It's very unique to 3D. And it's a very exciting experience to have, to be able to perceive reality from that level. Also, time isn't linear. It's just a construct of the dimension. And it's a series of now moments that you have that you string together through the mind, and that gives you the illusion of linear time. Really, you are constantly changing now moments based upon where your vibration is and stringing those together, but really you are moving from what you would consider to be multiple timelines. You're moving between them. This is also what accounts for the varying stories about predictions of what has happened, what is your history, what is your future, because you string together these different now moments based on your vibration as a being, where you're putting your focus. And that focus is based upon an agreed upon set of circumstances that you say is your past collectively and individually. And that can change. As you change your vibration, it does change. So what you perceive to be your truth yesterday may not be your truth tomorrow, because your vibration may change between today and tomorrow. So What we would say to assist yourselves as you go is to get out of the mind and get into the heart, because the heart can understand this. The heart can access multiple versions of reality at once, so that you can see different quote-unquote truths, but you also don't have the struggle that you have in the mind to think that there is an absolute. You are okay with aligning with a version of the truth for that moment, and you are okay with changing a vibration and aligning with a different version of the truth. Again, the mind doesn't like that. The mind thinks that is only one, and that is again how the mind was set up. So it's working perfectly. Have fun this year for 2012. There are many great adventures that await. Stay present in the moment, stay grounded with your bodies, and the rest will take care of itself. We'll be watching, waiting, sending much love and support and well wishes.